The House last week passed a bill that would force federal agencies to update their websites and offer more digital services. Sure, it's policy. Now it would be law. One of the backers of the 21st Century Integrated Digital Experience Act, or IDEA, is California Democrat Ro Khanna. I spoke with him shortly after the House passage, starting with what the act is supposed to do.
Well, it's very simple. The United States government is the most powerful entity known in human history. There's no reason our websites shouldn't be as user-friendly and sophisticated as websites of tech companies in my district. This will require the United States government and all our federal agencies to have websites that are user-friendly and that give American citizens the type of quality experience that they would get if they visited a private website at Apple or Google. It also will allow Americans to have a digital option for processing their work with a federal agency and to use electronic signatures. Basically, it's bringing American government to the 21st century so that citizens have a bit better interaction with the agencies that are intended to serve them.
I mean, this does tie in some way with one of the president's management agenda items, which is improving the online experience. They're calling it customer experience. Is that basically what you're aiming at here with this bill?
It is. And, I want to give a lot of credit to Matt Lira in the White House Office of Innovation and Chris Adell. I've been one of the biggest critics of the administration, but they are two bright stars in the White House Office of Innovation, and they were instrumental to the success of this bill.
Now, it's one thing to say that agencies should have world-class quality websites. How do you envision, or does the bill prescribe some way for them to get from this point A to point Z or M
it,
or Q?
It does prescribe. It gives, first of all, it gives the authority to the CTO or CIO in an agency. The secretary would designate one person to have the authority to meet these goals. It would have measurable goals that will be reviewed after 2 years and reported to Congress. So they have metrics that they have to adopt to see how user experience is improving. They will be held accountable to hitting those metrics. And then if they need more resources, CBO estimates this could cost up to $100 million over 5 years. The fact that the bill has been passed in the House and hopefully in the Senate suggests that they would have some resources if needed.
And do you have a companion bill in the Senate?
We do. I want to make sure to give Senator Rob Portman a great amount of credit. He's been an equal partner in this. And I also want to single out John Ratcliffe, because John Ratcliffe was a co-equal partner on this legislation. We introduced it together. He's the one who helped it move in the House, of course, given that we still have a Republican majority. It would not have happened without Ratcliffe.
So it's safe to say that, contrary to a lot of what's been going on, this one has pretty broad bipartisan support, this general idea, no pun intended.
It does. And the only way it went through is because it had Ratcliffe, it had Portman. Matt Lira, as I said, was just exceptional, and he really understands the need for better technology in federal government. And Kevin McCarthy, I give him credit for bringing this to the floor. There are a lot of priorities in the lame duck session, and he prioritized bringing this to the floor.
We're speaking with Representative Ro Khanna of California. And do you, in looking across federal websites, are there any that you feel that you might have seen that are approaching the level of service and ease of use that you envision?
Well, the Pentagon, is often the case, is pretty sophisticated about their website. The White House is fairly sophisticated in terms of the types of websites they have. But a lot of the agencies have a lot of work to do.
Sure. And part of the problem might be, I think, that because every few years, every 4 years or every 8 years, it's been 8 years now for the last several administrations, they come in and they completely redo it all. And in some ways start over when there's a new administration. Any sense that there could be some continuity that has to do nothing with the politics change?
It is in this one area, I think, a place where we've had continuity. Todd Park did an exceptional job with President Obama And he and Matt Lehrer and Chris Adell have been in close touch. I give Mick Mulvaney credit for keeping the digital core that President Obama started. I think when it comes to more innovation in technology in our government, we are all on the same team because we recognize our competition isn't between Republicans and Democrats. Our competition is with China, and every American wants to make sure that we lead the 21st century. So this is a place where the White House Office of Innovation, with Matt Lehrer, with Chris Adell, and Mick Mulvaney's support of it, has been actually continuing and building on the work of President Obama. We have philosophical disagreements, of course, with Mick Mulvaney on budgets and other issues, but I do think the administration on this issue deserves credit.
And given the nature of the internet and web services and all of the technologies that underlie great websites, this is highly diffuse technology. There's no secret as to what it takes to build a website.
The issue isn't one of a lack of technology. The issue is one of leadership. A lot of these agencies, I worked at an agency, at Commerce Department, and the challenge was you had seven different IT individuals for every different assistant secretary or undersecretary, and there was no unifying individual who was in charge to implement something, and they weren't looking at it from a metrics-based approach, and they weren't looking at it from a user experience approach. So I think consolidating this with one person who is tasked with delivering results, making sure that they're clear metrics, and making sure it's user-focused will make the difference. It's not, this isn't as much a technology issue as it is a leadership and management issue.
And I wonder, in holding the hearings and constructing this legislation, did you get input from some of those deep in the bureaucracy agency practitioners?
We did. We did. We spoke to CTOs. We spoke to CIOs. We spoke to people in the private sector. We spoke to people at the Office of Management and Budget who had, through executive orders, had some of these regulations and how doing this with statute would incentivize and motivate these agencies to make the changes needed.
Democrat Ro Khanna represents California's 17th district, which includes a piece of Silicon Valley. We'll post this interview at federalnewsnetwork.com/Federal Drive. Subscribe to the Federal Drive at Apple Podcasts or Podcast One.